This is a recording of the Maria Berlin teleconference with iAdvise for Tuesday, July 29th, 2014, beginning at 10 a.m. Central Time for the FIBRA N second quarter 2014 conference call. Good morning, everyone. My name is Ryan, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the FIBRA N conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Thank you. And I would now like to turn the conference over to Ms. Liz Chang, Investor Relations Officer, for opening remarks.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us today. Welcome to FIBRA N's second quarter 2004 conference call, in which the company will be discussing its quarterly results and its acquisition strategy update. We are very pleased that you could join us today. Today, we have for FIBRA N, Mr. Victor Zorrilla, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Oscar Calvillo, Chief Financial Officer, and myself, Lisa Chang. I am the Investor Relations Officer. Please note that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call. These statements are based on management's current view and estimates of future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. Also, certain reclassifications have been made to make figures comparable for other periods. This report was distributed to the market yesterday, and it is available to the FIBRA N website in the Investor Relations section. In addition, you should have received a link to the webcast presentation, which may also be found at the same place. If you did not receive the report and or the presentation, or if you would like to be added to the company's distribution list, please contact 212-406-3691 at any point so that we may assist you in this matter. Today, as per our agenda located on slide 2, Mr. Victor Zorrilla will be discussing FIBRA N business overview, which includes FIBRA N's quarterly distribution and dividend yield, corporate governance highlights, acquisition review and addition of rooms for the second quarter 2014, and finally, the company's future project pipeline. Following the business overview, Mr. Oscar Calvillo will review our hotel operational performance, the second quarter 2014 financial results, and finally, we will comment on our expectations for FIBRA N in the context of the macroeconomic environment and the remainder of 2014. Thank you for your attention. And I will now turn the call over to Mr. Padilla.
Thank you, Lizette, and good morning to all. Let me start by mentioning that FIBRA N is on course to reach its most important IPO objective of having 30 hotels by the end of 2014. Currently, we have in our portfolio 23 hotels plus 3 developments and are fully involved in our expansion plan, looking at a strong hotel acquisition pipeline at various stages of due diligence processes. These properties are in strategic locations that both maximize the potential growth that the industry sectors will experience and are expected to remain profitable in the future. With that in mind, I will begin by reviewing the distribution and dividend yield for the second quarter. Please go to slide 4 of the presentation. FIBRA N's Technical Committee approved the second quarterly distribution for 2014 for 43.5 million pesos, or 16.83 Mexican cents per certificate, which will be paid on August 11, 2014. The annualized dividend yield is 3.7% based on a certificate price of 18.26 pesos. About our corporate governance, please turn to slide 6. On July 18th, a general shareholders meeting was held to approve a bank loan for up to 2.3 billion pesos for the financing of real estate investments. The loan will allow us to continue our acquisition plan for the remainder of 2014 and reach our goal of at least 30 hotels by the end of the year. It is a club loan involving 6 financial institutions: Banorte, Actinver, BBVA Bancomer, Banamex, Scotiabank, and Banregio. The term is a 54-month revolving scheme, peso-denominated, at a rate of T plus 2.5% spread. Fidrain will negotiate a swap to fix the interest rate for at least 70% of the balance. Once we have the resources available, this leverage will represent a 33% loan-to-value ratio, which is well below the 50% maximum level stipulated by Mexican FIBRA regulations. On April 29th, FIBRA Inc. held its annual ordinary shareholders meeting, where the members of the technical committee were re-elected and the following proposals were approved. Mr. Federico Tucena Lozúa resigned for personal reasons as an independent member of the technical committee and was replaced by Mr. Marcelo Zambrano Lozano, who has vast experience in the Mexican real estate industry. A new compensation scheme was approved for the independent members of the technical committee. The new proposal considers payment to these individuals based on the number of meetings each one attends instead of an annual fixed amount, and the payments will be carried out on a quarterly basis. The amounts approved are 30,000 pesos per technical committee meeting and 25,000 pesos for each meeting of any of the other committees. TIBRAIN is committed to transparency and will continue to introduce processes that truly add value to our shareholders throughout each decision we make. Thus, as we have mentioned before, we continue analyzing several options in order to change our fee structure so that the 3% acquisition fee is eliminated. Moving on to the review of acquisitions, please turn to slide 8. On April 3, 2014, we announced the acquisition of a second land parcel in Ciudad del Carmen, Campeche, on the Gulf of Mexico, where we expect to see growing hotel demand in the future. We will build a 180-room limited service, Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott. Fidrain expects to invest 21.8 million pesos for land acquisition and 167.1 million pesos on hotel construction, development expenses, and taxes. The overall investment will be made at an estimated cap rate of 12.3%. I want to highlight that we chose this investment because an increasing number of corporations are establishing operations in the area, thus we expect hotel demand will continue. Most of these companies are related to the oil, gas, and petrochemical sectors. Regarding hotel acquisitions, we expanded our portfolio during the second quarter, as you can see on slide 9. On April 2, we announced the formalization and closing of the Aloft Guadalajara acquisition. This is the first hotel in FIBRA Inc.'s portfolio to be part of Starwood Hotel and Resorts worldwide, and will add 142 rooms. The investment was 2,020 million pesos and has an estimated stabilized cap rate of 10%. On slide 10, we can see the details of the acquisition of the Mexico Plaza Hotel in Silao, Guanajuato, which we announced on May the 5th. This 143-room hotel is now converted to the Wyndham Garden brand. For this project, FIBRA Inc. invested 91.2 million pesos on the property, including acquisition expenses and taxes, with an estimated stabilized cap rate of 10%. Regarding the room expansion project on slide 11, we concluded the construction of 51 rooms at the Holiday Inn Express Playa del Carmen Hotel. Those rooms started operating on April 1, 2014, and a total of 38.5 million pesos were invested. Likewise, we completed the addition of 99 rooms at the Holiday Inn Express Guadalajara Autónoma Hotel, which began operating on June 2, 2014. This investment represented 80.3 million pesos. Therefore, as you can see on the summary table on slide 12, 23 hotels and 3 developments integrate FIBRA Inc.'s current portfolio. The 10 hotels acquired during the last month expanded the portfolio by 92% in terms of rooms. As a result, we concluded the second quarter of 2014 with a total of 4,644 rooms operating all 8 global brands. Regarding our pipeline of acquisitions on slide 14, At the company's IPO, we had a goal of reaching 30 hotels by the end of 2014, and we are on track to achieve that goal even prior to the end of the year. As such, we continue to invest in opportunities while at the same time our acquisitions team actively screens the market for strategic opportunities that are accretive to our portfolio. The acquisitions pipeline is positioned to capture current business potential in Mexico as the lodging sector transitions from independently operated hotels to chain operated ones. This trend leads to hotel standardization and creates a familiar experience to guests since they know what to expect during their stay. Additionally, guests can enjoy the benefits of high-quality rooms at a fair rate. We are currently analyzing 19 additional properties, which are valued at approximately 2.6 billion pesos, with a room count of approximately 2,800 units. 8 hotels are in a due diligence process for our final approval and with a binding sale agreement for the owner. 1 hotel is in the process to sign the binding sale agreement for the owner. 5 of them are under negotiation processes. 4 properties are under analysis, and 1 of them is in the initial approach stage with the current owners. Our priority is to continue paying distributions to our investors. Therefore, we believe that the best strategy is to focus on acquiring fully operational hotels. On the right side of the slide, we have the geographic breakdown. 48% in the central part of Mexico, 42% in the north, 5% in the northeast, and 5% in the west of the country. Thank you so much for your kind attention. At this point, I will turn the call over to Oscar Calvillo, Chief Financial Officer, for the operational and financial review.
Good morning, everyone, and many thanks for joining. Let's move on to our hotel operational performance review on page 16. Fibra experienced contractual results in the second quarter, which are reflected through weak same-store sales indicators. Please note that these comparable figures consider a portfolio of 22 hotels. Therefore, for comparison purposes, we excluded from our indicators the Alas Guadalajara, which is a newly built hotel with virtually no parent history, and we included the Wyndham Garden in Silao in the same-store sales calculation as it was acquired at the beginning of the quarter and thus formed part of the Fibra's portfolio for half of this quarter. Same-store sales in terms of room rates increased by 0.1% in the second quarter 14. RevPAR, however, declined 1.2, reaching 576.7 in this quarter due to a 1.3 increase in the hotel total number of rooms available for the period stemming from the expansion of 2 hotels, Holiday Inn Express in Playa del Carmen and Guadalajara Autónoma. It was the result of a decrease of 5.2 percentage points in occupancy rate, which reached 57.5, which was partially compensated by an increase in the average daily rate of 7.7%, which reached 1,002.1 pesos during this quarter. The decrease in RevPAR equals to 1.2 was explained by the following. A decrease in occupancy explained by a lower demand for rooms in April 2014 due to the Easter break effect, which in 2014 took place in April, while in 2013 took place in March. We add the 1.5 percentage point benefit report in the first quarter of 2014, RevPAR would have increased 0.3%. Low room sales during June 2014 due to the World Soccer Cup in Brazil. A decline in occupancy in the hotel located in the cities of Saltillo and Toluca. In first instance, this decline was due to a lag in activity prior to the production of new vehicle models, which is common occurrence in the automotive industry. In the case of Toluca, this was due to declines in passenger traffic in this market, mainly from EasyJet and Aeromexico, due to the transfer of flights to Mexico City. The 7.7 increase in ADR compared with 2013 was explained by the rebranding of our following hotels, Holiday Inn Valle, Wyndham Garden Lepanto, Wyndham Garden Celaya, and Wyndham Garden León. The improvement in the hotel management in Mar del Puebla, Wyndham Garden Celao, and Camino Real Guanajuato. If we go to slide 17, we see that total revenues for the period were 203.6 million pesos. Total revenues, 192.5 million pesos, were from room rentals, which represented 95% of total revenues, and 11.1 million pesos were from rent revenues obtained from space leases for all services other than lodging, representing 5% of total revenues. Fibrin's second quarter revenue mix was 9.8 from limited service hotels, 52.6 from select service hotels, and 37.6 from full service hotels. Now please turn to slide 18, where we can see the operating expenses reached 136.6 million pesos for this period, representing 67.1% of revenue. As a result, NOI for this quarter reached 67 million pesos, which represents a 32.9% margin on driver revenue. Basing the changing structure that took place into December 2013, there is no comparison base for the NOI margin versus revenues in quarter of 2013. However, NOI decreased 3.6 percentage points compared to 36.5 in first quarter of this 2014. This variation of NOI margin was driven by the following. Hotel along Guadalajara represented 1.4 percentage points of the NOI margin decrease, as this is a newly constructed property and has not yet reached stabilization period. During 2014, revenues were low compared to the rate of expenses. However, after 4 months of operation, it has reached a significant occupancy rate of 48% at July 2014. As a result, we expect a significant improvement for the third quarter of 2014 period. This operation is expected to level off within 6 to 12 months. Non-recurring expenses in order to comply with the quality standards by ICG hotels, mainly for the acquired hotels. These commitments were made at the time of the acquisition. This expense included the acquisition of tenants, repositioning of small equipment, and modifications to the fire safety equipment, among others. The Mexico Plaza hotels acquired in the Bajío region experienced high expenses due to rebranding to the Wyndham Garden brand, due to royalty payments at the beginning of operations using the new brand, and expenses related to the room and common areas as a result of initiating operations under the new brand required to comply to Wyndham standards. The ADR for these hotels has increased as a result of enhanced management. The additional benefits from rebranding will be reflected in the common fee forward under the expectation that revenues will increase from 2 to 3 times higher than expenses incurred due to the branding. Lower revenues from sales declines in some of the hotels, which were not sufficiently offset by declining fixed costs. These properties were Saltillo and Bajío region, which are being driven by the automobile industry, mainly due to the conclusion of projects where there is a lag in activity prior to the construction of new vehicle models, which is a common occurrence in the automobile industry. Toluca, due to declining passenger traffic in this market, mainly from Energy and Aerometric due to the transfer of flights to the Mexico City airport. Additionally, due to the World Soccer Cup event, some government groups postponed their travel plans until August 2014. This effect could not be reverted as this occurred in June. On the balance sheet on slide 19, we can see that as of June 30, 2014, FIRAN had 339.1 million pesos in cash and cash equivalents. Short-term liabilities were 1,034.4 million pesos, out of which 803.2 million pesos correspond to the two 100-day temporary credit facilities with Actinver and Banorte for 300 and 500 million pesos respectively. The rate is TF plus 2.5 points with no commissions. Both will be paid off at the moment of signing the definite bad debt. The purpose of this temporary credit loan is to continue to take advantage of acquisitions opportunities as per our plan. As of June 30, 2014, FIRA presents a loan-to-value rate of 14.5, as we can see on slide 20. And once the full amount of the bank debt is held, this ratio will rise to 33%, which is well below the 50% maximum leverage level established by the authority. On the other hand, as of the end of the second quarter of 2014, the debt service coverage ratio shows a ratio of 1.1 times, complying with the rules that the Mexican authorities recently established. Although the results of this quarter were not as strong as expected, we believe this is a non-recurring situation due to seasonality and not extraordinary events that affected demand. FIRA's management is convinced that the company will get back on track shortly. Thank you for your attention. This is all for our presentation. At this time, we will be happy to move to the questions and answer session. Operator, may we begin, please?
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key, followed by the one key on your touch-tone phones now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the question queue, you could press star two. Again, for questions, that is star one on your phone. We're currently holding for questions. Okay, our first question will come from Maria Madrazo with Credit Suisse.
Hello, Victor, Oscar, and Esther. Thank you for the call. I wanted to know, how have your hotels been performing during the past month? Have you started to see occupancy levels picking up during July?
The performance in July looks better than the past quarter. More or less, we anticipate that the RevPAR in July as compared to June will be about 10% higher. So it's moving okay as we compared.
That's a good news. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Tobe Matsura with Santander.
Thank you. Good morning. Just a couple of questions. Your occupancy is now below the 60s. I'm wondering when you estimate that you guys will be back to the low 60s, which is where you have always been, in the low 60s. I'm wondering if this is just a fluke that happened this quarter, and if you're expecting the second half to be in the low 60s as usual. And the second question is, what is the EBITDA margin that we should expect? Should this 26.3% that you guys reported be taken as something that is going to be constant, or what should we expect?
Yeah, thank you. We do expect to go back in the low 60s occupancy rate this same quarter. As Oscar just mentioned, July already shows a 7% increase in RevPAR, and we believe that the temporary setback that we had in our revenues because of lower occupancy in the last quarter is already resolved. So Fibraín will be back in track in this same quarter. And I will pass it to Oscar so he can answer your second question.
Regarding the margins, the fact that we're negatively as the ALA, which is the newly property, this is coming much better in this quarter. So we anticipate that we will move back to the margin that we have in the first quarter of this year, which is about 3.6 or 4 percentage points higher than we had this one. Because we already have shown some significant increases in this month and in the market. And then we had some expenses that were one-time expenses in this quarter that we finalized. So we just tend to the normal ones, was the one that we have the first quarter of the year, 4 points more.
Okay, so between 30 and 32% EBITDA the margin, is that right? Okay, great.
Yes,
thank you
yes.
very much. Okay, great. Fantastic. Thank you.
Our next question will come from Ivan Enriquez with HSBC.
Hello. Thank you, guys. How are you? Congrats. Good results, and thank you for the call. My question would be, we were getting used to see relatively stable and higher distributions quarter over quarter. I understand there is a seasonality in your business that could affect your rental income, NOI, blah blah blah, and cash available for distribution. But going forward, should we expect this volatility in your distribution, or should we expect a more stable distribution going forward? And if you got, if you have any guidance going for 2014, thank you.
Well, basically, in the future quarters, we anticipate we will go back to what we were anticipating. We anticipate for the whole year to remain more similar as that we had the previous year, and then we believe that we can come back to that, in this way, because we have the lower compared to the last quarter, and also we have interest pains, and we have debt already. That we have the two effects that make the decrease in the dividends in this quarter. So we're looking and we anticipate that we can be in track what we were expected for the full year.
So if I understood correctly, you're not expecting your acquisitions to compensate for the increased debt in terms of what is to be left to distribute. I mean, you'll continue growing and acquiring, but it's not going to offset or to increase the distribution. You said it's going to remain at the same level for 2013. Am I understanding it correctly?
No, I'm sorry. Maybe we misinterpreted that, but we will get back into the same level. So annually we will be in the levels expected. That means is that the acquisitions will offset the cost of the debt definitely. Our acquisitions are always accretive because we are acquiring at a 10% cap rate in real terms. So we do expect that these acquisitions will offset in the near future any cost of debt that we incur. We would not be taking new debt if we were not sure that debt will be used for accretive acquisitions. And the thing is that in the temporary setback of last quarter, we don't think it will be repeated because we analyzed each of the issues from the revenue side and from the cost and expenses side, and they will not be repeated as they happened in this last quarter. So we truly expect that this was this kind of a one-time setback that will not be repeated. Especially this year that we are already looking and seeing significant increases in the outlook in the hotels that we own.
So the final question, in 2013 you distributed 0.7067. So annualizing your current first quarter distribution, you'll reach close to 0.9 per certificate. Would that be a fair assumption?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the 92 cents you said for a full year, yes.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks, Oscar. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star one on your phones for questions. Our next question will come from Pablo Duarte with Actinver.
Hi, thank you for the call. It's a follow-up question. Following the one-off negative effect we observe in the quarter, what improvement can we expect to observe specifically in terms of RevPAR for the third and fourth quarters? Thank you.
We already are, as I mentioned before, July looked about 7-8% higher than June, which it was almost the same the whole last quarter. So yes, we anticipate that there will be a rebound in RevPAR hotels. We're looking we have good prospects for August also. As far as the big hotels, we have the groups and major events. Some of them were canceled, postponed from June to August. So we got the anticipated demand in August as well. So yes, we believe that we will increase in that amount towards the RevPAR as I mentioned before.
Okay, so can we expect the same positive trend we have been observing in terms of ADR?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. As a final reminder, that is star one on your phones for questions. We're currently holding for questions.
Thank you very much for your attention today, and we expect to see you in the next call. Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. Please disconnect your lines and have a wonderful day.